In Pakistan, angry protests against the airstrikes on Afghanistan erupted in several cities today. The largest and most violent demonstrations took place in Quetta near the Afghan border. More than 4,000 protesters took to the streets, burning several buildings, including United Nations offices. One person was killed and at least 24 injured. From Quetta, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Everyone here was expecting a strong reaction to the U.S. air raids. After all, many people in Quetta sympathize with the Taliban regime and to a lesser extent with Osama bin Laden as well. But the ferocity and the speed of today's reaction seems to have caught the Pakistani authorities off guard. As news of the overnight raids filtered out this morning, thousands of protesters vented their anger, shouting death to America and Bush is a terrorist. They roamed the streets of Quetta searching for targets. They burned down a shopping center, several banks, and anything remotely related to the United States. The protesters gutted this cinema, the most popular in Quetta, apparently because it was showing an American film, Desperado. Standing amid shards of broken glass, the cinema's owner, Malika Azali, explained what happened.
At 8:45, there was a mob of about 1,000 people. They were just protesting against the attacks of the United States in Afghanistan. And when they saw the posters of an American movie, and then they just broke the doors in, and they put the whole cinema on fire.
The mob then moved on to their next target, the UN offices in Quetta. Dousing the three-story building in kerosene, they set it alight, then torched five UN vehicles. The UN staff managed to escape unhurt, but only after some very tense moments, says spokesman Rupert Colville.
It was extremely, I would say, absolutely terrifying for our staff. They could see this. They could hear the exploding petrol tanks. The crowd then came back at one point, or some of them. Fortunately, no one was hurt. We don't know the extent of damage to our office at this point.
Colville says the damage to the offices here in Quetta represents a major handicap as the international agency braces for an expected influx of Afghan refugees. At first, Pakistani police were unable to contain the violent demonstrations. They fired tear gas in a futile attempt to disperse the protesters, who simply hurled the canisters back at the police. But reinforcements soon arrived, and by evening, the city of Quetta was calm once again. Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf says the anti-American protests seen here and in other cities as well represent a minority of Pakistanis.
The vast majority is with our decision. There are some extremists who are trying to have this agitation. I'm very sure this will be very, very controllable, and we will meet the situation as it comes.
Musharraf has ordered additional troops to Quetta and placed the top Islamic leader under house arrest, clearly worried that as the U.S. military campaign escalates, so will the protests here in Pakistan. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Quetta.